Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We don't have our music bed, which, concerns me deeply. But
there's the lights, the strobes are going off. Does that mean that we are...
Yeah. Let's try it.
In the off event that we are on the air.
Yeah, I don't know whether we're on the air or not. I quite frankly couldn't tell you. So,
well, if we are on the air, I got to tell you, for the people who are getting to listen to us tonight, I do think that we've got a jam-packed show for you tonight. I was in Concord all day today. We were in front of the Elections Committee, which I find hilarious at releasing this video series. I'm calling it Anarcho-Lobbyist, that I'm basically going in there and speaking to the politicos in Concord, New Hampshire, the state capital here in New Hampshire, and speaking to them just as a radical anarchist. I'm not trying to mince words or make it sound cute or mess around with these people at all. I go in there and I tell them exactly what I think. And there were some issues about making voting more accessible to people. And I'm not too big a fan of that, personally. I think that if you get voting to be more accessible, you're going to have a bunch of lazy, ignorant people flooding the voting booths. They're going to vote to raise taxes. They're going to vote for more government intervention in the economy. So we did that. There's the...
Well, I want to talk about that issue.
So... Well, I mean, let's tease a couple of things for the folks, right? Okay. This is what we usually do at the beginning of the show. And we were going to get into the vaccine thing last night, so Rand Paul said something about the vaccines, and you were going to bring that up last night, but we sort of ran out of time. So I'm really glad that you guys get a double dose of Chris Cantwell this week so that me and Mark can talk about vaccines. That's always an interesting topic.
I've also got a vegan restaurant's been shut down, and I'll tell you why. It's rather amusing. Lauren Rumpler, at one point, the once-known objectivist girl, sometimes this would be her night, and she has called in, so I had you come sit in, Cantwell, so I appreciate that. Thank you very much. The idea of restricting voting is something that's come on Free Talk Live in the past. Now, Ian, our main host, this is his night off, and it floats throughout the week, so don't imagine that he's always off on Thursdays. But he's like, everybody should be able to vote, but only vote once. But we don't exactly know how we would like to control people only voting once. So everybody should be able to vote.
Yeah, me and Ian had gotten into it on the show once about, like, voter ID, that he didn't even want to, like, identify the people who were voting. But if you don't even know who's voting, how are you controlling how many times they're voting? I mean, isn't this going to open it up for all sorts of voter fraud? And I think that that's just crazy. I don't like the idea of foreigners affecting my elections, right? So I'm not a big fan of some of these, immigration restrictions that people are proposing, for example. I think immigration should be an easy thing, but I think it's a very important thing that the state of New Hampshire prevent Massachusetts residents, for example, from coming in here and voting for the taxes that they just ran away from in their home state.
I think that a lot of Massachusetts people leave their home state because they know it's a disaster and they vote pretty well, but there's plenty of them that don't. I'm of the opinion that, that there should, first off, if you want to vote in a government election, you should probably be able to provide some kind of government ID. At least, at the very least, some kind of, indisputable ID, the idea of just walking in, I'm a living, breathing human being and voting, I haven't taken any time to, secure some kind of voting registration or whatever. It bothers me because here in New Hampshire, we have the first in the nation election as far as the presidency or the primary, first in the nation primary.
A lot of value there.
There's a lot of value. And there's evidence here that people have come in from Massachusetts, been bussed in, and voted in primary elections. Now, Yay! And you know, what difference does that make? I guess not too much.
It makes a huge difference. That's a crisis. That's a felony. It's a serious problem. And one of the things that was driving me crazy today at the elections committee is that person after person, and you knew they were all liberals, right? Like, you could just tell from the way they looked and the way they talked and what they were about, that these people are leftists. And they're coming in here and they're saying, well, voter fraud is so rare. There's so few incidences of it reported.
Right. Well, no, not reported. I can assure you that the Attorney General of the state of New Hampshire doesn't give a flying flip but a rolling donut whether you report.
I was about to look for a dump button here.
They do not care because they have been. I spoke to a woman who was the for her town, she was the elections supervisor, and she reported it, and they didn't care. She produced evidence for me to look at it. And they didn't care. They just didn't care. So they, you know, and that was a case of like 124, I think was the number. It's the number that comes to mind. I could be off base, but it's been a couple of years since I spoke to her. But there's all kinds of things that get reported on here in New Hampshire, and the AG wants nothing to do with them.
Right. So, I mean, you're talking about this incident of people coming in. Now, you know, the first in the nation presidential primary. It's a big deal, folks.
Yep.
It's no joke. We're not screwing around here when you're talking about the what's going to lead off the election of the President of the United States. I mean, that's a pretty, you know, sort of a powerful position, you know.
Yep.
Might want, and it's if it's the first in the nation primary, that's definitely going to weigh on the minds of the people who go to the polls later on when we're deciding, you know, what do they all say about Ron Paul? Ron Paul can't win the election. And that's what they repeat is the reason you shouldn't vote for Ron Paul is because he's not going to win the primary, right? This is what they tell you. Well, if the guy comes in and he wins the first in the nation primary, well, then he looks like a more serious candidate. And I think, what did he come in second?
I think he came in second in New Hampshire.
He also came in second in the Democratic primary, which says something about the Democrats in New Hampshire. But
it says a lot about libertarians that are registered as Democrats in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. And so I think it's a huge, huge, huge issue, the voter fraud thing. And people were just playing it down, playing it down, playing it down. And if there's any place that people would want to steal political power, it's here. And political power, I mean, look,
right.
The example I made to the folks at the election committee today was like, look at the lengths that people will go through to steal money. I mean, look at what people will go through. People will risk their lives in prison to steal, I mean, five-figure sums of money. There's a vastly greater incentive to steal political power. A government is a money faucet. It's just money, 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 money. It's other people's money. It's the license to steal. If you think that people aren't going to go out of their way to take that through deception and fraud, then I don't know what planet you're living on, what your neighbors are like, what you see on the news every day. There's corruption and evil and all manner of terrible irresponsibility in this world. And to think that people would not in massive numbers try to defraud the elections of this state is out of this world.
Yeah, I think that's clearly silly. But, you know, as far as a lot of people just don't want there to be qualifications. I sat with a Democratic senator's staffer, senior staffer, on a train ride from Brattleboro, Vermont to Washington, D.C. for a Cato event. He happened to sit down next to me, and we began to chat, and we had an incredible conversation. When I said to him that I believe that there is a good percentage of the population. Now, he was complaining about ignorance in the electorate.
Might be a little bit of that out there.
Right. And I said that I think that a good percentage of the population are unqualified to vote.
Yeah.
He said, whoa, you know, what are you talking about, unqualified to vote? Yeah, that's code for racism, I guess.
Oh, of course.
I'm not exactly sure what the hell it means. You know, but I believe, I don't, like, to me, race is an issue here. And, you know, call me on my white privilege if you want to at 855-453. But I believe that you should have if you're going to participate in government, we're told that we the people are the government. It should be us the people. That we're the government and that you should have some kind of qualifications. If you're going to vote for an office, you should know who the incumbent is.
Right.
You should know who the vice president of the United States is. You should be able to tell me how many states there are in the United States. You know, like, you should be able
to... You should be able to at least pass a citizenship exam, right? Like, most people... Like this has come up in the immigration debate, right? That most of the people in this country could not pass the test that somebody would need to pass to immigrate here to become a citizen of the United States. Most of the people in this country wouldn't pass that test.
And as far as I'm concerned, they're unqualified to vote. Now, I have seen, and I want to, and I think it bears mentioning, I've seen these tests that were given to, you know, people at polls, the poll questions that were given to people in the South back during the Jim Crow laws and stuff. I've looked at them. They're impossible to answer, these questions. They're not easy questions. So I see that there's another side of this issue. I do. But it bothers me. 855-453.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that it's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair. Lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about three quarters.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoop.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. So Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy GoFoods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Or, and I forgot to mention this, it's worth mentioning, Skype. Our username's lrn.fm. If you just send us a user request there, we'll click it during the show, and then you can call in. And generally, you sound better on Skype.
You definitely sound better on Skype, as long as you don't have a piece of garbage microphone. You know, if this is not some garbage podcast, we want you to sound good when you call in.
The best you can. And, of course, the telephone number, 855-450-3733. The proposition that's been thrown out here by both Cantwell and I is basically that voters are ignorant, uninformed, that's a bad thing, and that you should have some level of qualifications to vote.
Certainly.
We see the problems in that, but I still think you should have some level of qualification. Also, I want to tell you about Valentine's Day is coming up. And if your Valentine said that he or she doesn't want something for Valentine's Day,
they're lying.
Even if that's the case, they'll still love Sherry's Berries, because Sherry's Berries are delicious. Everybody loves strawberries, right? It's really a common thing to like. These are premium, delicious strawberries.
Yeah, call in 855-453 if you hate strawberries. We'd love to hear from you.
It's pretty uncommon, but you know, the ones you get at the store, they're it's hit or miss as to whether they're sweet or not. These, for whatever reason, are always delicious and sweet. Premium berries covered in milk chocolate, white chocolate, and dark chocolate. They're awesome premium strawberries, and that starts at $19.99. Now, that's a 40% savings already. If you go to berries.com, berries.com, and you order there, if you use coupon code FTL when you order, you'll get that 40% off. And there's another offer, which is that you can double the order for just $10 more. So those next berries are basically half price. So you're doubling the order, and you're getting delicious premium strawberries. And I have had these. Ian's had them. I they're just wonderful.
I had it for the first time last night on the show, and they were excellent. Especially the milk chocolate with the nuts on top was
that was your favorite?
That was my favorite.
I like the white chocolate. berries.com. Take my word for it. Your Valentine. And by the way, it doesn't have to be your sweetheart. It could be your child. It could be your parent. Moms like getting things for Valentine's Day.
They sure do.
Yeah.
I always thought that was, like, weird. My mom always wanted a Valentine, and I always thought of, like, Valentine's Day, like, even as, like, my mom tried to hammer that home my entire life. Like, yeah. I was like, no, that's not what this is. This is, like, romantic love. I don't want to screw you, Mom. I'm not getting you a Valentine.
Still makes her happy, though, doesn't it?
It sure does, you know. And it was always weird and creepy to me, but I did it anyway because it made Mom happy.
That's right. You know, and if Mom's not happy, nobody's happy. So, yeah, go ahead and get some Sherry's Berries for Mom or your sweetheart or your child, and you'll love them. You go to berries.com. You click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You enter coupon code FTL. Order today. Trust me, you'll be happy you did. Berries.com.
And anybody can eat berries. Not anybody should be able to vote.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the phones here. We got a phone call coming in. But I want to tell a story real quick. At the second Liberty Forum, the first one that was at the new hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza, I went down and sat in the jacuzzi during, you know, a little bit of break I had at the event. And I ended up sitting with a gal, much older woman, who was telling me about her life. She worked at a home for people with, you know, mental disabilities and that sort of thing. And she was proud to say that she took them to go vote.
Of course.
Every single election. And she was equally proud to tell me that she told them that they should vote Democrat.
Of course she did. Of course she did. And I'm one of these guys, you know, I get into it with Ian and some of these guys here that there's no difference between the two of them. There is. And they are worse. So
on a state level, the Republicans don't have a military, so they bother me less.
Yeah.
They really bother me. When you give them drones and stuff, those people are dangerous. Actually, the drones have been mostly the Democrats. But anyway, you give them a military, they'll use it. Let's go to Mike calling in from Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Tell us why you hate strawberries, Mike.
Oh, I love strawberries.
Great.
How you doing, guys?
Why would you ask me a question like that? I'm having a little bit of a rough time, honestly. I mean, money's kind of tight. I got some trouble with my family. Maybe you can give me some advice on it.
Maybe you could make New Hampshire 60 degrees while you're at it.
Yeah, it's cold outside. Can you do anything about that?
No, I can't. If you're out in Oregon, it's like 45 or 50 out here right now. It's
you're breaking my heart. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I want to talk today about something I've been into for ever since I was like 17 or 18, and that is knife collecting.
Okay. You like sharp pieces of metal. Gotcha?
Yes. I love switchblade knives. I think I've always had a fascination with switchblades. May 18th of 2010, the state of New Hampshire lifted the ban on switchblades, and then a year later, they put in the firearms and knife preemption law.
So what is that? I'm not familiar with it.
The firearms and knife preemption law, if you go back and you look at one of Brad Jarnes' videos on when he was doing the open carry demonstration on Plymouth State,
yep.
He had mentioned RSA 169.26 that states that no political subdivision in the state of New Hampshire can adopt rules governing firearms, knives, and firearm components.
Okay.
And so it protects the person from, you know, being seized, you know, with a knife or whatever. So anyway, so the switchblade, so there's no knife law in New Hampshire. Out here in Oregon, there is. You can't
I think in 49 states, there's a switchblade law.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely law. I believe Arizona, there is no more law there.
Okay. So 48.
Right. So I'm going to set up a scenario here. Now, in the state of New Hampshire, it is completely legal to carry a switchblade knife, as long as you don't hurt someone else. Okay.
That's correct. It's legal to carry the knife. Stabbing people, still illegal in New Hampshire.
Exactly. So you're carrying a switchblade knife, and you're just, you know, cutting up an apple, whatever, in public, and a police officer sees you. And he's just having a bad day, so he seizes it and arrests you, and you tell him they're legal. He says you tell it to the judge. You now have a court date. You go to the judge. They're completely legal, Your Honor. I don't know what the problem is. Even though the law says that there is no more law with switchblades or any knife in New Hampshire, he personally does not want you carrying a switchblade. I don't think you should be carrying one, and this is not too, you know, uncommon. I mean, judges have, you know, motives here, and they want to make an example. So then you're found guilty. Okay, you don't agree with the decision. So now what you do is you take it to an appeals court, and with the same evidence, you're found guilty, and you're saying, I was found guilty on something that's completely illegal in the state of New Hampshire. The appeals court then says to you, we don't think you should be carrying it. You're guilty. What's forcing the judges to abide by law?
Well, the answer to the question is reversible error, right? Like, judges don't like being overturned, right? And that's sort of the whole checks and balances thing. Now, I'm not saying that they're above failure, right? These checks and balances fail all the time. But the situation that you are describing to me sounds exceedingly unlikely that they're going to convict you of a charge that doesn't exist. You have to go before a judge with a crime. They have to say what statute you've violated. And I don't think that that's not going to happen in New Hampshire anytime soon.
Yeah, that sounds odd to me. Do you have more, Mike?
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's why we do the show, to give you a platform, a forum, to speak about the things that are important to you.
I disagree strongly. I think that we do the show, or at least I do the show, to put on an entertaining program. And people call in and sort of help us do that. Right. I think that you should call in and try to help Free Talk Live, not sort of just call in with whatever. I don't know. People call here. They just want to be heard sometimes. And that drives me crazy. And then,
well,
I don't know. Then we get into things with them.
When you open up the phones, you're going to take what you're going to get, what you're going to take what you get.
Yeah.
I also think that when you put qualifications like you must be entertaining when you call, that the people that are going to be the most entertaining are probably going to be the most critical too. You know, people that have that don't have that filter to decide whether or not they're entertaining or not, they're the most likely to call radio. So
yeah.
I would contend that you are probably qualified, if you're wondering. Nonetheless, if you want to spread the ideas of liberty, like we do on Free Talk Live, you might consider doing it from the back of your car with stickers from libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with your bumper sticker. You know, people love to read them. You stop at a stoplight, you inch a little closer so you can read people's bumper stickers. It's fun to do. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com.
And I'll tell you what, just go over, even if you don't feel like buying a bumper sticker today, just go over and read them, because some of those things just made me laugh. Like, it's even just good, like, Facebook fodder. Just go tweet those pictures, and people will retweet you, because some of their slogans are great.
Yeah. It's that God's honest truth. All right, let's get to the phones. We'll talk about people being qualified to vote here as time goes by. But maybe it looks like what Glenn wants to talk about, too. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live from Philadelphia.
Good evening, gentlemen. Waka, waka, waka. So, priest, a rabbi, and an imam walking to a bar. The ones that... No, I just trying to be entertaining,
yeah. Go ahead. Good job, Glenn. Thank you.
Okay. Also, in terms of minimal standards of intelligence, talk radio show callers who must compulsively inquire as to the well-being of the host should be immediately cut off.
I do this to people, and I love it. Like, the guy calls in, and he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, well, let me tell you about my problems. And then they're just like, oh, wait a second. That's right. That's why you don't want me to ask.
Yep. And Ian, what his policy is to just say, what's on your mind? You know, like, how you doing, Ian? What's on your mind? You know, so that's how he answers. Is the intention is, you know, the normal thing to do is to say, how are you? But that's not doesn't really work for radio. Go ahead.
No, it's compulsive. Nothing terribly pressing as long as we're not contract killing anybody. Actually, so I just wanted to mention that because you're talking about minimal standards. But I have something serendipitous here. Since you guys are partnered with a coffee, producer and vendor and charity type of situation.
Yeah.
I just throw in a little piece of nostalgia. I have come to the opinion that drip coffee just ain't as good as the old perk coffee used to be. So I went ahead and did some eBay shopping.
Okay.
And found vintage versions of like the coffee makers like of my life. I bought
the old style Folgers one from the commercial.
Exactly, man. So I went ahead and got myself a percolator and perked my coffee, and it could be a figment of my imagination. It could be placebo effect, but I'm telling you, I really think the perk stuff tastes better than the drip.
Supposedly it depends on the grind that you can make drip coffee better depending on how you grind the coffee. I'm not an expert in this area, but I would say that there's a lot of people that tend to agree with you that percolator coffee is better. I hear that the French press is the best way to make coffee. I've never done it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's for French press. You're still going to have one pass. I think it has to do with things like heat, paper filters that are bleached, plastic, plastic surfaces. And stuff. But the French press, that's also pretty close to an espresso. It's a one pass, quick push over the beans. I can't speak to that because I haven't really used it much. I'm thinking it's kind of probably espresso-ish.
I will say that you probably get a stronger coffee. I have had the French press. Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually had percolator. I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually had that.
Well, there's
unless I've gotten it at a coffee shop or something and don't know.
Yeah, I have had lots of it.
Well, there's that old saying, like, wake up and smell the coffee. I mean, there's the whole aesthetic of it, the noises as it rumbles and builds and it burns and perks in it. And then the aroma goes through. Definitely, the aroma is definitely, and that might be a big part of it. So just a thought for your coffee.
Let me ask
people.
You this. Did you get a percolator that's like a little pitcher that where you, because I've seen those where it's, it's basically a pitcher that you percolate in. Or there's the old style ones that basically you had at the church functions. You know, you have to arrive an hour ahead.
Like the big urn?
The big ones. And they make smaller versions of that. They're only 20 minutes.
No, there's a great, they're fairly easy to find. There's a great Farberware 12 cup. It's a stainless steel pot, an electric cord. And it makes, there's like 12 cups from cold water to done in about 6 minutes.
Sweet.
So that's for your coffee, people.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you. And when you get your percolator, you just go over to coffee.freetalklive.com and you can get a free pound of coffee from BuzzBox.
That's
right.
If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, Glenn gave us a great intro here, and I'm not going to waste it. So go right ahead. And the cool thing about it, this is some of the best coffee you'll taste. So if you start doing the percolator thing at the same time you switch to BuzzBox, you'll swear that he's right about the percolator coffee. It's so much better. But we are able to get some of the proceeds and give it back you know, to people through, or give it out to people through microloans, through Kiva.org. Lots of different people in lots of different places we've helped. I was just some guy who in Gaza who needed to put another engine in his taxi cab. It blew up and it was $1,300 and he didn't have that. So he got a loan and we helped him with it and it's awesome. He's back on the road and working hard. So there you go. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Getting back to the issue of qualifications to vote.
Yes.
So you said that apparently Daryl, our one of our Friday night's hosts, and he also does affiliate relations here for Free Talk Live. So you know he's one of our Free Talk Live guys. He apparently was on the other side of this issue when you guys were testifying at the State House today.
Yeah, he was, and I understand why. I mean, it's very difficult for me to go in and ask the state to make things more restrictive, right? Like I don't feel good about doing that generally. Right. Yeah. I generally want the state to make everything as free and accessible as possible. But voting is something I see very differently. Now, Daryl was, of course, trying to make it a free and open participation thing and remove any restrictions to voting. And I can understand why he did. However, I look at voting like I look at welfare. I do not want to make welfare more accessible. I do not want to make government housing programs or any sort of government benefit more accessible. I don't believe that you have a right to vote. I believe that voting is a privilege that is very frequently abused.
I can tell you here in New Hampshire, I don't know about frequently as far as the amount of people to vote. I'd say it's far less than 1% of voters abuse it. But and voting, I would say, is statistically insignificant. But you, when you vote, if you vote twice, if a person votes twice, they double their voting power.
Right.
And that is, you know, that's a real problem. When you make yourself twice as powerful as the next guy, that's a big deal. So that bothers me significantly.
Yeah. If I'm twice your size and I hit you, that's a pretty bad power dynamic. You know, it's not okay for, you know, anybody to hit anybody, of course. But, you know, when somebody's twice your size and then you use force against them, then there's a power dynamic that makes that dramatically worse. And so, yeah, when you're talking about voting twice, but I'm saying even if you only vote once, talking about what they're voting for, the candidates that they're supporting are just an abuse of the system, right? I mean, even if we just take the social contract thing and just run with it, even if we give the state legitimacy, when people are voting, they're the vast majority of the time, they're voting for candidates who care not for constitutions, care for no limitations on their powers, and they're absolutely run amok because they have no concept of what it is they're walking into that voting booth and supporting. They have no concept of history. They have no concept of economics, and like we said before, they couldn't even pass a citizenship test.
I wanted free medical care until I, with money stolen from someone else, until I realized I was the someone else.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Also, you can call it on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. And when you do your online shopping, please do it at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links there to Amazon, Walmart, a few different other online retailers. And it just makes it easier for... You know, it makes it better for us. I guess I wouldn't call it easier. It's an extra click for you. But you get the same price as the same service. We get a little bonus, and the ideas of liberty get spread a little farther because, well, you know, we can make money doing this. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Straight Razor, calling in from Texas, listening on TuneIn.
Straight Razor.
Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live.
What a hardcore name.
Hello, gentlemen. So I want to talk about some recent articles about Google that have come out, one out of the UK, which has been branded the Right to be Forgotten Act.
Yep. Okay. And so this is out of in the European Union, I think. Basically, there was a ruling about a year ago that if you don't like the things that people have said about you online, you can tell Google to remove that stuff or stop linking to it.
Absolutely. Well, this also, I've seen coupled in the United States a recent article around government requests to Google to eliminate some of the results that would pop up during searches. And they revolved around scandals and also a lot to do with organizations like CopBlock. So they're actually trying to get rid of video and audio evidence of police officers who are, you know, obviously doing the wrong thing.
Well, I'm interested to see that story. I mean, do you have a source on that specifically about CopBlock?
At the moment, I'm driving. The reason I'm saying it's going to affect CopBlock is because obviously that is their specific content is going to be that video and audio evidence.
I mean, the right to be forgotten thing is a troubling thing, certainly. So the right to be forgotten is basically a law, as you said, the law they passed in the EU that information has to disappear from search engines, basically, because people want it to. And I think that that's incredibly troubling. I hate this idea that people just think they have all these different rights, that just, I have a right to this, and I have a right to that, and that's why they shouldn't be voting. But that's a whole other topic. But the... I'm not aware of this thing that the government has admitted to censoring search engines for things like police accountability posts. I'd be really interested to see a source
government.
On that.
Yeah,
I know a thing or two about...
If you post that story at freetalklive.com, you can do it if you've got a Reddit account, and that way we can see that story. It's a great way to get it to us.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me, right? But it would surprise me that they were admitting to it.
The government is not admitting to it.
Okay.
These are the things that Google has released that they say were requests from the government for censorship of these particular items. And they are also items that Google refused to censor. Which leads to the question, what did they accept and do? And what did they not?
Well, now I would point out with this the thing with Google is that they're the big kid on the block when it comes to search engines, but they can't stop what's on the internet. They can only stop linking to what they find on the internet, what they point to in their search engine. So you can choose to use a different search engine, and you shouldn't have the same problem. You know, all that stuff should be there.
Well, absolutely, but how much? How much leverage does it take to get the smaller ones to stop? Because
I don't know the answer to that.
Can work.
Yeah.
We know how these guys can work.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm not claiming that information is not being censored by our government on the internet. I wouldn't make that claim. I think that they'll do their very best. They're a secretive organization. The United States government has gotten significantly more secretive in the last decade, and that. You know, that's a disturbing trend as far as I'm concerned, and I don't expect it to let up anytime soon.
I am I'm trying to pull up here. I've got in front of me Google requests, government requests to remove content. It's a Google transparency report, and I am looking at the data. And what I can tell you just from looking at a graph that I'm looking at here is that it has dramatically spiked. Since December 2011, there was 1,054 requests.
And
by December of 2012, there were 3,846.
I mean, how many people does Google and these other search engines have to employ in order to, meet the government's demands as far as these requests that they send them? I mean, if it's a request, you can just ignore it and there's no problem. The request, the answer's no, goodbye. But if it's a order of some sort, and I suspect that's much more likely what we're dealing with here, the government likes to, tell little lies.
Yeah, so Google can't tell us things like national security letters and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They are forbidden from talking about those. They come with gag orders, and so there's a certain amount of that's absolutely happening, and I imagine that's probably going to, I don't know, ISIS websites or whatever, right? But we would find out about it. If it was specific to Cop Block, I think that we would find out about that, and that would probably be on the front page of Cop Block.
Absolutely. That was simply based on the content that was requested to be unlinked, because obviously, Cop Block is kind of they're kind of, leading that spearhead there of gathering this audio and video and talking about it. So if they are going to amass, this evidence, then obviously that would directly affect their, number one, their ability and the listener's ability to access the information that they want to talk about.
Certainly. I noticed when I just searched Google for government asked Google to censor Cop Block, the second result was Larkin Rose's When Should You Shoot a Cop? And I think that if the government wanted something off the internet, that might be it. But of course, if Cop Block is publishing specific evidence information and that sort of thing, that might be something.
Straight Razor, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So no voting conversation on Free Talk Live is complete until, at the very least, the non-voting crowd is represented. So there's a loud minority of people who, especially on our Facebook page, I think, will say that, you know, voting is in and of itself violence.
I felt that way for a long period of time. I had there's a video on my YouTube channel titled "I Will Not Vote," and I was screaming and yelling about it. And I have changed my opinion on that. Like, I had given up on the idea of voting after the Ron Paul 2012 primary.
Futility. Okay, the futility of voting.
I went down. I wanted to give up on voting prior to that. When I went to jail in 2010, I had already become a full-blown anarchist, and I was like, voting is just perpetuating the system, is how I felt. You're just encouraging them, right?
That's the part that I can't, that I just cannot grok. I mean, okay, so... voting is a mathematically insignificant act. There were, if I remember correctly, Obama won New Hampshire by 60,000 votes. That might have been 2008 or 2012. I don't remember what it was. What my vote wouldn't have changed the outcome of that election at all. If I could go back in time and change all of my votes in all of the elections that I have participated in throughout time, if I gave this ability to anyone I'm listening to at a state-level election, and I don't mean a local level, I mean state-level and national-level elections, I'll bet you that it's a far less than 1% chance that your vote would make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't make a... generally, it doesn't make a difference.
You're more likely to hit the Powerball.
It doesn't count. I'm saying it doesn't matter. And there's a different... there's a difference there. In this country, you win by one, you've won. But if you're not that vote that we win by one by, your vote essentially didn't matter.
Well, and by the way, that's not the case for the presidential election, by the way, right? The presidential election is done through the Electoral College, and, I mean, you could actually win the popular vote and still lose the election.
That's true, but, I mean, you're still... so, basically, what you're talking about is you're talking about 50-something, like 57, I believe I counted it up once, 57 different elections for president, for electors who will then vote on the president at that point.
Well, and in theory, actually, like, your state government could actually, in theory, you could actually win the popular vote in a state, right? And in theory, the state government, the electors, could vote for a different presidential candidate if they wanted. I think if
they could.
It's very... they don't do it, but, you know, it's theoretically, they have the power to do that.
Right, but if you're, I give this example all the time. If you're in Idaho and you're a Democrat, don't bother voting. There's no reason to go out if it's we're just talking about a presidential. There may be some state level offices that you feel are worth going, but the chances of your vote making a difference, stay home. Spend the time with your family. Play Candy Crush Sega. You're gonna have a better time. Whatever you do is gonna make more significance.
If you're playing Candy Crush Saga, that's gonna make you miserable.
If you're a Democrat in Vermont, if you're a Republican in Vermont, forget it for a national election. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.